In just a minute, Carl will grab his guitar and start his career as the naked limericist in Rhyme Square. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, CNBC's Larry Kudlow warned this week that President Obama was projecting an image of weakness to the world, that he was giving strength to our enemies, and that he lowered the dignity of his office when he did what to Rahm Emanuel last week?
Not half enough.
All right, so he hugged him?
Yes, he hugged him. That was the problem.
At the resignation,
yes,
right?
Yes, at the departure ceremony. In a strongly worded column we nearly finished reading, Mr. Kudlow said, quote, "The hug at the farewell ceremony lacked dignity. It did not send a message of American power and forcefulness. I fret about the reaction around the world," unquote. So do we. Our enemies are like, hey, CNBC is hiring idiots who worry about hugs. I think we can take these guys. The president should know that there are ways for a man to project strength while hugging. Traditionally, you can do like the handshake into hug move, that old A-frame, keeping your lower torsos at a safe heterosexual distance. Or you can give the classic one-armed hug, freeing the other arm to fire an AK-47 into the air. That project strength. But you know, the president, they're getting more sensitive to their criticisms as we get up to the midterms. So this week on Wednesday, he said farewell to a longtime advisor by hitting him on the head with a pipe. Charlie, the president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, is a man of the people. And as such, he took to the soccer field to play a hard-fought game with a club team in La Paz. And he showed he cared about soccer as much as anyone when he did what in the middle of the match?
Took out a tennis racket.
I don't play by your rules. No, that'd
I'm
be
the
great.
President.
Yeah, no, not that.
Well, I mean, what, did you take off a shirt? Did you do that, one of those celebration deals?
No. I don't know much about soccer. I don't. But I do not think these are the balls you're supposed to kick.
He went upside the downside on one of the opponents?
Yes, he did.
Excellent.
He kneed an opponent in the groin really hard. The president's team...
Now, if he had done that to Rahm Emanuel...
There you are. The president's... we're speaking, of course, of the president of Bolivia, Evo Morales. His team took on a team captained by the mayor of La Paz, and which would have been a friendly match. But in retaliation for a hard tackle, the president was caught on video going up to his opponent, far away from where the ball was, you know. And he sort of just grabs the guy by the shoulders, and he rears back and just nails him right in the central highlands. But later on, the mayor was like, so I've got good news and bad news. Good news is I can tell my children I met the president. Bad news, not having children.
Who won the game?
Who cares?
I care.
I appreciate that.
I mean, if the mayor's team won, wouldn't that be kind of, you know, vindication?
They'd be thrilled.
But later in the game, by the way, the president did score a goal, I think, because everyone was afraid to go anywhere near him. Roxanne, an organization known as the Olealia Group is working with the nation of Maldives to take over one of their islands and turn it into a resort. You know, like Disney World or Sandals, there'll be entertainment, there'll be golf courses, spas. But it will have one very clear distinction. What?
I haven't a clue. I'm going to need a hint.
As the saying goes, they will have more fun. It's part of the contract.
Who has more fun?
Who has more fun? Blondes. More. Blondes.
Blondes. Everybody will be blonde. It'll be a blonde-only resort. Everybody who staffs it will
That's
be blonde.
Totally discrimination.
The so-called Island of Blondes is what it would be called. It's the dream of Giedra Pukiene. She is the leader.
I thought that was Iceland.
No. Oh. This is a commercial enterprise. Giedra Pukiene is the leader of the Lithuanian Blonde Movement.
Oh,
in other news, there is a Lithuanian Blonde Movement. What does the Lithuanian Blonde Movement lobby against? Big words? I don't know. Ms. Pukiene says her goal is to show, quote, blondes are a great power that should not be underestimated. We are smart, beautiful, reckless, and purposeful, unquote.
So let me see if I understand this right. All the employees are going to be blonde? Or you can only be blonde to go there?
No, all the employees will be blonde. Okay. Every single one will be blonde.
You can go.
I can go.
You can go.
but I really probably wouldn't want to anyway.
Well, it's going to be difficult. They're having delays in the construction. The Blondes who were painting the buildings had to be treated for heat stroke in the tropical sun. They explained the paint can said, for best results, put on two coats. Thank you very much.